Welcome back to another episode of Allie's Quest for Self. Today, we're diving into something that could sting us like a bee. Unexpected, sharp, and sometimes paralyzing until the sting finally fades. Heartbreak. And here's the truth that I've been grappling with. Heartbreak isn't just reserved for long-term relationships. Sometimes, the most painful heartbreak comes from those shorter connections that leave a deeper impact than the ones that lasted years. And you know what? That's totally okay. It's valid to feel that way. When my 8-year relationship ended, it was tough. Not because I was madly in love, but because I had grown comfortable. I loved the idea of stability, of having someone to lean on and confide in. But over time, that comfort turned into complete complacency. I remember countless days when I'd say in my room, genuinely thinking this isn't what life is about. I was too young to be in the situation, but far too scared to want to change it. Avoiding my partner, who was just a few steps away in the living room, became the norm. Sure, doing your own thing can be healthy in a relationship, but when it becomes the habit to avoid each other, that's a huge red flag. I stopped engaging in things I once loved. I never made an effort to really create a close group of friends in Madrid. I always found an excuse, which in turn only secluded me to the life and things I did with him. Communication? That was brutal. I couldn't open up fully to my partner because I didn't feel safe enough to do so. Quite frankly, because if my ideas didn't align, it would somehow turn into an argument. And I simply wanted to avoid arguments. I will admit, I wasn't the best communicator, but it's crazy to believe that a 3-month fling with a guy last year taught me all about opening up and being able to voice your needs and wants rather than my own 8-year relationship had done. And that fear of being vulnerable, of facing the reality that our relationship was failing, kept me stuck. I was scared. What if we broke up? What would my life look like? I let that fear keep me in a situation that wasn't serving me any purpose and was making me unhappy. I wasn't with a partner. I was living with a roommate. And each day, that reality became more and more alarming. When it finally ended, it was bittersweet. I was sad, but also relieved. It was my way out of monotony and unhappiness. Some friends would say to me, "Isn't that what relationships turn into?" But no, a relationship should uplift you, not weigh you down. And I get not everything is rainbows and butterflies, but your world can't just be dark gray when you're in a relationship. And for me, realizing that was its own kind of heartbreak. Heartbreak often makes us romanticize the good times and forget why things ended in the first place. But healing requires shifting that perspective. I had to remind myself of the nights I felt disconnected and the days I felt miserable. If you're navigating breakup and heartbreak, take a moment to reflect. Try and do it each and every single day. Were you truly happy? Or were you holding on because it was easier than letting go? Remember why you made the decision to move on in the first place. Over the past 2 years, I've dated people who were stepping stones in my life. Some left a really positive mark. Others, not so much. But each one has taught me something about myself. One of the hardest lessons? Settling isn't love. I'm going to repeat that. Settling isn't love. I stayed in my long-term relationship because it was familiar.
But comfort alone isn't enough. I've learned to prioritize my happiness and self-worth over the idea of simply being in a relationship or having someone around in your life because you don't want to be lonely. Yes, I still have moments where I see couples being affectionate and think, I miss that. But then I remember that behind closed doors, even when you see that, you have no idea what's going on the inside. Because in my case, I had that. And during a good portion of it, I was actually unhappy. I was deeply unhappy. And I remind myself that I deserve more than just surface level affection. Healing isn't a straight line. One day you feel great, and the next, a song, a memory, or even a random thought pulls you right back in. And that's okay. I've had situationships that have impacted me more than my own 8-year relationship did. It sounds strange, but those shorter connections often hit harder because they're raw, fresh, and leave you wondering, what if? Short connections pack intense emotions into a condensed time frame. When they end, you're not just mourning that relationship. You're grieving the potential of what could have been, especially if you let yourself fully embrace those feelings. The loss can feel limitless, but it's important to know when to ground yourself. One of the most important lessons I've learned is to honor your emotions. It's okay to feel hurt months later. It's okay to miss someone who was only in your life for a short period of time. Acknowledging those feelings doesn't make you weak. It makes you human. I've tried to suppress emotions in the past. I rushed into dating to fill the void left by a powerful connection. I wanted to replace that heartbreak with any spark I could find. But in the end, it left me feeling emptier. Eventually, I was forced to sit with my feelings and acknowledge that I was still hurt. One day, I simply sat on my sofa on a Sunday, and all I could do was cry and come to the realization that I hadn't healed. And that's okay. I let it all out. I didn't hold in a single feeling. I leaned on friends. And in that space, I realized that rushing the healing process only made things worse. I was running from the truth instead of facing it. So feel your feelings. Cry if you need to. Write it all down. Talk to someone. But don't rush the process. As painful as heartbreak is, teaches us resilience. It shows us that we can give our hearts fully, even if it doesn't work out. And that's something to be proud of. Every relationship, no matter how short or long, reveals something about who we are and what we need. It helps us define our boundaries, desires, and self-worth. If you're in the midst of a heartbreak, remember this. You will get through it. Heartbreak hurts, but it also shapes you. One day, you'll look back and realize that the person you've become is stronger, wiser, and more in tune with yourself. Healing takes time. Be patient with yourself. Be compassionate. Trust that what's meant for you will find its way to you. And don't be afraid to love again. Not everyone is meant to hurt you. Some people will teach you, guide you, and show you that love, when it's right, is truly magical.
podcast, available on all podcast platforms. Don't forget to follow us on social media, Ali's Quest for Self.